Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. Brian, day five of hero practice, and we saw a lot more in the passing game, wouldn't you say?
I definitely think that was the focus here for most of the drills. Toward the end, they had some really intense goal line work, red zone work, where the running game was a little more involved, but I would say for sure we're seeing a focus on the passing game. It looks pretty precise, not perfect, but I think we're going to see a pretty lethal passing game if this early part of camp is any indication.
As we jump into our extra points, I want to mention the combination between Tom Brady and Brandon Lloyd and their chemistry, which is something to definitely keep an eye on, but not get too excited about. And that's what Coach Belichick talked about today in the press conference. He said, you know, it's looking good so far, but nothing to get too excited about. Don't get your hopes up too far. They still have a long way to go.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been a theme. Not get too excited or too down on any certain part of camp. And, you know, you talk about Brady, just an observation. As camp was, as practice was wrapping up here on Tuesday, a good 2 hour and 45 minute practice, one of the last guys out here on the field was Tom Brady running sprints on his own. It's just another sign of, you know, sort of the dedication that he has. He's not the only one that's out there for a long time, but to see Tom Brady, the leader, the quarterback, the face of the franchise doing that extra work, I think is an interesting sign. My extra point, there's a position that I have found has been a little bit, on the back burner this year, and rightfully so. There's a lot of other positions of note. Cornerback, which I think has been pretty competitive. It hasn't been dazzling, but when we look at Devin McCourty, Rozai Dowling, Kyle Arrington, most likely their top three cornerbacks, there have been some good, some bad. Hard to get consistency out of them, but I think that's a competitive position because the next tier of guys, Sterling Moore, Will Allen, Alphonso Dennard, who hasn't had a lot of time yet, I think they're going to, you know, we're going to try to see a little more out of them, see if they can push those top three guys, but I definitely want to keep an eye more during camp on those top three. Dowling in particular, who I think has made strides out here. He did start at the beginning of last year. The team thinks that highly of him. I think he's going to have a solid camp coming up, and if he can stay healthy, he could be a major factor this year.
Right, and I think it's fair to say no matter what position on the field, every player we've talked to pretty much says they're all out here competing. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what position you play. That's what they're doing out here on the field. So it's really interesting to see that.
Right, too. 90 players, they don't have much of a choice. They got to compete every time they're out
here. Right, absolutely. Well, that will wrap it up for this session of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.